taking that into account, let's take a look at the Mishnah. The Gemara is not a Chavzan. I didn't want to cover the Mishnah on a Chavzan, but the Mishnah basically introduces how can Yana work with the Mishnah and Kedushin of that Chavzan. I'll read it to you to pay attention. We'll read the Gemara momentarily. Nechasim sheish lehem achrayis nikne bekesef v'vishtar v'chazata. Nechasim sheish lehem achrayis is a code word for karka. And there are three ways of being kona karka. You can do it with kesef, you can do it with shtar, right at the document. You can do it with a chazata. Chazaka, if I start working the land, it could be the, you know, I lock the door, whatever the case is. Whatever the case is. Nechas m'she'en le'machrayis, referring to metalkalin, niknin im nechas m'she'esh le'machrayis, v'kat m'shtar v'chazaka, v'kukin es ha'nechasim she'esh le'machrayis, v'yishav ha'charayim. There's this kinyan called kinyan agav karka, which means if I'm kone the karka, I could be kone the metalkalin along with it. If I'm kone the karka, I can be kone the metalkalin along with it. If I sell dough the field, so in addition to the field, he gets, let's say, the basketball sitting on it, the bicycle sitting on it, and you know, whatever other metalkalin there is on it. What's that called? Kinyan agav karka. Agav is aleph gimel beis. Agav karka means like along, parenthetically to. Agav, in addition to it. Peripheral. I don't know, whatever. Secondary. It goes along with the karka. It can be called the palace along with karka. It's a whole type, it's a type of kinyan. A lot of karka, small karka. They use this a lot. Let's say I have 50 cows that I want to be kona to immaculate to you. I want to give it to you as a gift. So how am I going to give it to you? So in other words, a kinyan in every cow, a little bit of a pain. You know, so there are different solutions you can do. One is like maybe kinyan sugar, or kinyan halifin. Say that to another type of kinyan. It could be if I give you 1 inch of land, along with that 1 inch of land, I give you $1, I give you an inch of land, for that inch of land, I got park, in addition to the park, you get 50 cows. It goes a long way. The Gemara and Daf Chav Zayin have two discussions. Does the metalkal have to be, it's called siburim, which means on top of the karka, or not? Does the metalkal have to be on the karka? Just before to that, the Gemara goes back and forth. And at the end of the, just before the Tudat, we're just going to read the end of the Gemara. The Gemara concludes, Shmamina lo b'inan siburim va shmamina. You see that? Before the Ibarlehu, we'll read the next Ibarlehu also. The Gemara has a whole discussion. The Gemara is saying, in other words, even before that, if you want to go 5 lines before that, Shmamina lo b'inan siburim va, and shiny star, the Gemara trying to bring a ride that star, and the Gemara says, it's different at the end of the day. Shmamina lo b'inan siburim shmamina. Even that the metalkal is on the karka, the kinyan agav karka works. That's in a much more simple understanding. But even if the metalkal is not on the karka, the 50 cows are in England, and the land is here in Israel, it can be agav the karka, even though it's not sibur. And the Gemara says, "Miboylehu, mibein an agav olo." Do you need to actually articulate the phrase agav? Do you need to say that you're doing it or not? The Gemara says, "Tashmadi kani kol hani v'logi kani agav u'tanech iktani miktani ela ad the amar kani hakanami ad the amar agav." The Gemara brings a raya and it proves that you actually do need to say agav as well. Now you have two halachas. Number one is, does it need to be tziburim? No, but metalkalin does not need to be on top of the karka. And number two is, do you need to do an amira? You need to say agav. This karka is metalkalin. The answer is yes. The Gemara says, Hilchasat Ziborim lo be'inan agav and kani be'inan. You see that line? That's the line we're going to focus in upon. Again, Hilchasat, what halacha lemaisa? Ziborim lo be'inan agav and kani be'inan. Now, what comment might one make on that last line? A small little textual observation. So, agav and kani, I think, means this is what you have to say. You're dancing around the point, but I don't think you said it. What? Okay, I was thinking something different, which is the Gemara says the Hilchasa, what should it have said? Agav akani ba'inan. In other words, the fact that we went back and repeated the din of Tzibor, I thought was somewhat unnecessary. Just before the two dots, the Gemara says, Tziborim is not needed. Then the Gemara leaves that topic of conversation, seemingly, has a brand new conversation about whether or not an Amira is needed with this character. Do you have to say Agav or not? Agav Pani, do you have to say or not? The Gemara says, you actually do. Then the Gemara says, the Hilchata is that you do not need Tziborim, but you do need the Agav. You need to say that it's Agav. In other words, you have to mention it. You have to say, this Metaphor is going Agav Karta. So I thought it was a little bit funny. Why did Gemara go back and mention the fact that what? That Tziborim is not needed. There can be a very simple technical answer one may give, which is what? The most simple technical answer, which is? It's a review. It's true, you learned the Gemara 6 lines ago, but now the Gemara is postulating at the end of the day all of the dinim. There's nothing fundamental to be learned that. There's a basic, simple halacha, which is one halacha that doesn't have to be on top of the karka, doesn't have to be tziborin, the palpalin, the cows, the whatever karka, whatever the palpalin, whatever tangible objects you want to be machnet, to be disconnected to, not on top of the karka, bin number one. And there's a second halacha, an entirely different din. The second din is that you need to do an amir, you need to say it's agav karka. That's one way to go. Alternatively, one could suggest it's not a technical reminder to the previous point, but it's much more fundamental. In other words, the Gemara intentionally reminded us that Tziborin is not needed, but Amira is. And what might be the point? Which is? You're right, but in other words, we just said it five lines ago. So there are those who make the deal that maybe, good. Let's hold off on that for one second. Because the machlok is the Rambam and the Raivim, which is an important machlok, and we'll see exactly what the deal is. The Rambam writes in Hilchas Mechira, Perek Ches Halakha Gimel is violent. I didn't photocopy it, so pay attention. Hamachne karka umetaltlin ke'echot. Kevan shekhana karka v'kesef o v'shtaru v'chazaka. Niknu hamataltlin imahen. Bein shahayushnehem b'mecher o b'matana. I can give it over as a gift. I can give it the land and the field. I can do them both as a machira. Bein shemachar metaltul v'nasan karka, bein shemachar karka v'nasan metaltul, kem shekana karka, kana metaltul. They can both be matanos, they can both be kinyanim, machira, one can be a kinyan, one can be a machira, one can be a matana, the reverse, doesn't make a difference. That's the halacha. Then the Rambam continues halacha, says, v'med v'var memurim kishayu osar ha-metaltulim tziburim v'osar karka. If the metaltolin is tziburim on the karka, if the metaltolin is physically, geographically located on the karka, that's what we're talking about. Aval im hayu b'makom acher, then sarach sheyomer lo kone metaltolin agav karka. If the metaltolin is physically on the karka, give out it, great, done. But if the metaltolin is makom acher, if the metaltolin is in England, while the karka is in Israel, if the metaltolin is in China, while the karka is in Indonesia, what's my geographical sign? And I'll just mention two random places. So then and only then argues the Rambam, do you need an Amira? And he writes, Afilu hayu metaltlin b'medina acheres, v'amar lo k'nei osam al-gabe karka polonis. If I say, the Amira, if I make this declaration, the declarative statement, the cone of this al-gabe karka, which is over there, kev chakana karka, nekdo metaltlin afishenet zibor b'tofa. The Amira word, the Amira makes it work even though there's no Tziborin. The Imlo Amr Kna, today, Agav Karka, then Lo Kana. The Karka Kol Shi, Kona Al Gaba, Kol Makazal, and Shirin Yerkin. And even a little bit of a Karka, you can do as much Makazal as you want. I'm not going to read the Raivin, in fact, the Raivin, and the Hasagas, the Raivin over here in Halakha Tess, the Raivin says the whole thing is not true. The Rambam is incorrect. Whether it's Tziborin or not Tziborin, you need an Amira either way. Or in other words, just to summarize the machlokas Rambam Raivit, when is the Amira needed? Is the Amira always needed? That would be the sheet of the Raivit. According to the Raivit, you always need to say, Agav Karka. You can never ever just rely on the Kinyan, which you catch that, the Kinyan Shai, the Kinyan, you know, Chazaka, you always need to say an Amira. According to the Rambam, when do you need an Amira? Only when it is
Exactly. If it's Tiborin, or if it's Adam Tiborin. If it's Adam Tiborin, everyone agrees, you need the Amira. You say, I got Tarkin. And here's my point. If Tiborin, according to the Rambam, it's not necessary, according to the Rambam.
Where, Luke, before we get to the Lumbus, what checks the point might one make? And the Gemara we had left off with that, you know what's going on? The Kassav Mishnah, the Magi Mishnah, makes the Gassav, which is the Amir is all we need when it's Eino Tiborin. If it is Tiborin, there's no discussion about the Amir, that's the previous Gemara. Then we pass the Eino Tiborin, and we say, although it's Eino Tiborin, you need an Amir, and that's why the Gemara repeats it and says, the Hilchasa is that you don't need Tiborin, but you need an Amira. If you always needed an Amira, why would the Gemara have to repeat that you don't need Tiborin? Ella, Achronim, the Kesef Mishnah, the Magid Mishnah, arguing the Rambam, the reason how the Rambam knew this, the source for the Rambam, I should say, the source for the Rambam is this Gemara over here in Kedushin Daf Chazayin, that since the Gemara says, the Gemara is not saying, A, you don't need Tiborin, B, you do need Amira, the Gemara is saying, when you don't need Tiborin, then, and only then, do you need to say, I got part. But at the end of the day, this is the Machlokas Rishonim, this is the two different sheep we have in Rishonim, Machlokas Rambam Raivin, do you need to say, I got part? Always or only when it's Eino Tiborin, Machlokas Rambam Raivin? How do you see the Machlokas textually? That's exactly what we just did. Why does the Gemara repeat the word Hilchasa? It's just a review. The rabbi would say, don't make such a deal over there. The rabbi, according to what Shah was suggested when we first read the Gemara. Maybe this textual Nekuda triggered the Rambam textually to either believe this or to support his theory. And Lechora, this is the Machlokas Rishonim. How does it come out of the text that we dealt with? The next stage would be, and how does each sheet that reads in the Gemara that we dealt with, the textual component of it? The next stage would be the conceptual component, which is, what's the svar for the Rambam, what's the svar for the Raita? Before we get into that, it's just important to realize that we could, I didn't start off saying, hey, this is my focus on Shonim. It's the unclarity of the Gemara, which triggers two different approaches accepted by the Rambam and Raivid. Now the question is, textual identity, both conceptual, what's the svar for each of them? Or in other words, what's behind this machlokas? What's the nekudas ha-machlokas? Is it Aramaic or Malkum Iflagi? What's going on in this machlokas, Rambam Raivid? You know, well, why should the Amira always work? Or why should it always be necessary? Why should it only sometimes be necessary? What's going on over there? No?
It's more far-fetched, meaning when a transaction is more far-fetched, a transaction that's maybe tougher to make, you're going to need an Amira. Why? Because since it's not Tiborin, for sure you're going to have to specify. When it's on the land, you don't necessarily need to specify that it's going with it, because it's maybe more pushed that it's going with it, given where it went. Then it's not on the land, you can say it's going with it, as opposed to it's not on the land.
And according to the Rambam, if it's the metalcon is on the land, there's an innate connection. If not, you need some type of connection. Maybe you serve that connection. And according to the Raivid? Why do you always need the Mira? You built a good argument for the Rambam. I'm convinced.
Because it's two separate things. One's a talcum, one's a carpet.
So
it's just the beginning of the carpet. That doesn't mean.
In other words, does the Tiborin create an innate connection, or does the Amira create that connection? I'm going to try to go a little bit differently. Maybe it's the same. I can think a little bit more. I'm not sure. I had a problem.
But I think, you know,
the
Amira is the way I did my analysis as follows. I wanted to know what is Kinyan Agav Karka all about in general. What is Kinyan Agav Karka? How does it work? How does it operate? Intuitively, it sounds so foreign, especially with Eino Tiborin. At the end of the day, the question is, why should the Metzalel go over to the Lokeya, or to the Mekabel? Why should the Metzalel go to Dov? There was no Kenyan made on the metropolis. There's no opinion made in the metropolis. How can it go over? And if I break down my question, it really boils down to two parts. It's the assumption of the question. Number one is, there is no opinion on the metropolis.
And number two is what?
We need a kinyan on the metropolis.
Number one is,
there's no kinyan on the metropolis. All you did is kinyan on the karka. And how can the metropolis be transferred over if there is no kinyan? That's, I think, the basic question. Again, kinyan on the karka. How does it work? How does it operate? Why should it work? There's no kinyan on the metropolis, and you need a kinyan. You know what the answer is? One of two. What's the answer? Either somehow there really is a kinyan on the metropolis, or what? The chiddush is an unbelievable chiddush. That what? No? You don't even need a kinyan on the metropolis.
Now the question is, what would potentially be an afternoon to the Shaylin? Maybe Rambam, how so? Which would the Rambam suggest, which would the Raya suggest? Which one believes that you need a kinyan on both and you have it, and the other one suggests, no, you don't even need a kinyan at all in the first place. By the way, this is terms of, we can get to that. Which is the assumption, and which is the assumption, which is the concept, which is the application?
This is the
assumption, usually the person
doesn't
know, but the assumption is that, in other words, the question assumes that all things need a kinyan. And the answer is, second third, maybe average.
Right, I think that's the answer. I'm not sure.
The second assumption seems to be a much bigger finish. You don't need a kinyan. I don't know. You do need a kinyan, but you have it. It's a smaller thing. This is the more technical answer, in other words, smaller assumption one of the mind. You do have a kinyan, of course you need a kinyan. We're not gonna change that concept. In other words, this again back to Rambam. Which way might the Rambam hold, which way would the Rambam hold? What would one suggest?
If you could say again, kinyan on both.
Or, you don't need a kinyan on both. Do you have anyone to say, Josh? I think so. Of course, the Raya seemingly what? You need a kinyan on both. What? How do I know this kinyan on both?
The Amira.
The function of the Amira is what? To clarify that the kinyan is going on the metopolis as well. That my kinyan that I'm doing only on the karka has a cost to go to the metropolis as well. That's the chiddush of kinyan on karka. When Torah teaches the chiddush of kinyan on karka, the chiddush is, even though the kinyan's on the karka physically, halachically, on the metropolis as well. What makes it go on the metropolis? The answer is the amira. And that's why the amira is necessary always, regardless of whether or not it's sibur or not. According to the Rambam, what's the pshat? What? According to the Rambam, you don't need a kinyan on the metalzolin. The metalzolin is so tuchfel to the karka, it's so secondary to the karka. If you're going to the karka, the metalzolin goes along the mamela. Because the metalzolin is tuchfel to the karka. It's subordinate to the karka. It's so peripheral, it's so secondary, it's so such a non-entity. The metalzolin, so if I sold you a piece of land, and on the land is a basketball, of course it goes to you. Therefore, if it's Siborin, if it's on the land, do you need an Amira? No, because the king is not going on the karka. It's just the king is going on the karka, the top of the talent just mela goes along. But if it's not Siborin, how would I know that if the talent looks top of the karka? The role of Amira is not to make the kinyan on the metalzolin, according to the Rambam. The Rambam would have said that. Rather, according to the Rambam, the role of Amira is to make the metalgalin tafel to the karka, to connect it to the karka. In other words, if it's physically on the karka, you don't need a connection. It intrinsically, innately exists. Look at it. A basketball sitting on an acre of land. If it's not on the land, well, how do I know that the Amira makes it tafel to the land and connects it? Memela is tafel because the tafel is always tafel to karka. If this machlokas is true, there's a great nachmina. The Rambam, a second, hang on a second. Yeah. What's more textual support maybe to the Rambam? The Rambam has a lashna. Hamakne karka u metalplin ke'echad. You know what ke'echad means? Is that Russian more in the big according to the Rambam than the right? Is that true? The Rambam used that Russian. What? Yeah, I think that's the point. In other words, hamakne ke'echad. If you're according to the right, meaning makne ke'echad? I'm not sure if what we found in this lashon.
No, different.
Even according to the rabbi, you are being machnik ke'echad. You're being two kinyonim ke'echad. I'm not sure. Okay, I think I was being textual right. I thought maybe, but I'm not sure. You want to defend it more? Yeah, that's ke'echad. The rabbi said hamachnik karf metalf and hamachnik two things ke'echad. They're both.
So you can say that the fact that you have
an Amira
clearly
distinguishes them. You're saying at the end of the day, according to the Rambam, it's two kinyanim, according to the Rambam, it's one kinyan. Hamak nekarf matav le'echad means one. You're only making one kinyan on the karka.
And you also get.
It could be the lashon is a little sharper according to the Rambam. Not only is it a blow-away deal, but again, I wouldn't be shocked if the Rambam would have a lashon like this. I would wait up the right, but we'd never say something like that. I don't think that's true. Therefore, it's somewhat supportive, but I don't think strong enough that, like, I'm being the diet in the Rambam. I think it's the halacha that indicates this. Then a little bit later on, the halacha yirala. Say, parakarakim, halacha yirala, there's another mafla. Guess the Rambam and Rambam as well, which is kind of convenient. Hamachna avadim v'karkos ke'efat, hichzit v'avadim, lo kona ha'karkos. Hichzit v'karkos, lo ka'avadim, ad shehu omdim b'toch ha'karkos. You got the halacha? If let's say you want to try and set up a talisman in karkas together, you want to make karkas and avodim, you want to put it together. If you're hechzik to eved, it doesn't do anything. The karka doesn't go along with anything. But if you're hechzik to karka, does the eved go along? The answer is only if it's parallel to tzivurim, only if it's actually on top of it. Va'afal pi shelo kana avodim al gabe karka, lo kana hachshu b'tocha she'eved mahalach v'gat adim. If the Evan's walking around and wandering around, he doesn't go along. If he's on the carpet, then he does. Says the Ravid. V'lama bo yishiyu bo v'tocha. Why does it have to be in the carpet? V'ari omer lo agat. V'kani v'kvar amu dehecha de'ich amr le agat lo b'yin tziborim ba. The Ravid's totally perplexed. Even according to the Ravid himself, if you say agat, it's good enough. So why doesn't it work by Evan? L'chora, exactly my quote. According to the Rambam, the kinyan is going on both the Eved and the Karka. You're being kona both. Of course it works. It doesn't matter where it is. According to the Rambam, the only svara is if the Eved is tufel to the Karka. In order to say he's tufel to the Karka, he has to be on the Karka. The Talmud can be tufel to the Karka if they're even outside of the Amira. An Eved, because he is mahalech l'nasat mo, he's going to just wander away on his own. In other words, it requires to be on the karka in order to take tafel to the karka. The chora, this machlok, is Rambam Raivin, halacha yidalek, about avodin, is l'shitasa. Again, according to the Rambam, who believes that there's one kinyan on the karka, the thing that's going agat the karka is tafel to the karka, the metalplin, if it's on the karka, great. The metalplin is a stretch, the amira connected. The amira doesn't work for an avid because it's too much of a stretch, it's too much disconnected. the nechshav tafel to the karka. But according to the Rabbi, the king is actually going on both things. Who cares where he is? The Amira makes it that he's going on both things. That's exactly what the Rabbi has in mind. I wanted to throw out maybe potentially a third nafkamina, but I don't think it's glass. I'll share with you why not. There is a discussion in Mishonim. And that's low guess. The guy made gig. Let's say I put a get on karka. Or not on karka, whatever the case is. Let's say, a man says to his wife, how is that? He takes, I want to be the guy with you. Here's your get. But I don't want to see you. I don't want to look at your hands. I want to do it. Give you out of karka. I don't mind giving you. No, I don't want to see you. The basics make me give you 10 my, I have 20 acres, I'm going to give you 10 acres anyway. I love to get on the acres. Make it kick in, give me $1 for the acres, give me a star, you want to take a star, kick in, and in addition to that, with the star opinion, you get the park, and I got park, and you'll get the get. You will receive the get. You're off the ears, the star get as well. Can you divorce your wife with a? With the Kenyan Agav Karka. Now, that's not what Rashi and the Rambam. According to the Rambam, according to Rashi, it works. According to the Rambam, it doesn't work. Kenyan Agav Karka is okay, it works. And according to the Rambam, it's in the Sina, and not even. You know, it's no good. In other words, the Rambam Blush is a suffice, it's not good. It needs to be the Nasan Biyada. This is not the Nasan Biyada. The Sina Biyada, but she has no Sina Biyada. I want to suggest maybe this Machlok is Rashi and the Ram, except the Machlok is Ram by man. Right. How so? How would this link up? Why does the Machlok think this Machlok is including myself? I'm not really that one. I'm just a guy. Like, why does the Machlok think this is a group of things?
He said the name is Sina, it's like
the
wife of Mira. Never like the Ram. As opposed to Rashi, the name is.
When it's on the land, and so if you say like the rider that she's a separate kingdom on actual get and maybe then a full kingdom on the get for her, but it's just like no vote for land.
Exactly. If you believe that the kingdom is not only on the karka, but it's on Aga the karka, was there a kingdom on the get? The answer is yeah, and maybe Rashi learns what the writing over here. Maybe Rashi believes that the way Kenyan Agav works, that there's actually Kenyan, not just on the karka, but on the get as well. That being the case, one may argue that of course Kenyan Agav works because you were mapped to her the get. According to the Ram, whatever is Agav karka is coupled to the karka, but there was no actual Kenyan on the karka. I'm sorry, there was only a Kenyan out of the karka, there was no Kenyan out of the kapalin, or the Eben, in our case, on the get. If there's no Kenyan out of the get, would she divorce? No. You know what you need? An Athena Liyada. And therefore, potentially, this machlokas depends upon what is Kenyan Agav Karka. If Kenyan Agav Karka is the way the writer understood it, then there's a Kenyan on both elements, there's a Kenyan on both the karka and the kapalin. Well, then I have a really good shot. Of course it works, because I made a Kenyan, I was not to the woman again. According to the Rabbi, potentially not. Because the Kenyan is only on the karka, and it happens to be something that's coupled to the karka. It goes over Mamela, but there was never actually a Kenyan on the get. No Kenyan on the get. There's no Mishuliyada. She's not making rashes. And therefore, I thought maybe this Nachlokas Rashi versus the Ran would be Gufa Kali and our Akira, Gufa Kali and our Shaila, as to whether or not Kenyan Agav Karka works insofar as that the Kenyan is on both the Karka and the Kalkin, or only on the Karka of the Mela, and the Kalkin goes along with the Kalkin of the Karka. If I would have said,
therefore, why do you need
it? In other words, there is no Kenyan on the Kabbalah. There is no Kenyan on the yet.
No need one.
But in order for that to be true, by the way, can that be true? But this is the Mount of Sina, in which case she may.
You need by yet, you need special.
Something like that. And why would
Okay, you know, hold on one second for the confession, because I'm going to have to give you a confession for being very good, which is, this might not be necessarily an absolute yes. Because this map will make the second part be totally different. Let me make the second part. What? I didn't know what you said, what? You grow into a culture. It may work, maybe Mishtamer, not Mishtamer, that's such a problem with him, but she may be there, not be there. There's also variables, like a haircut, don't raise your kid, yeah, what? I'm not going to answer the question right now. It's going to require a lot more analysis to figure out when opinion chatzer works and is this opinion chatzer that has to go into opinion chatzer. It requires a lot more detail now. Right now, I have about 7 minutes left and I want to try to flesh this last point out. To be honest, I'm not holding opinion chatzer well enough. I learned this a few years ago. I didn't do that. I don't remember it all the time. I was going to session and stuff. Alternatively, my focus may depend on a different child, which is, I have to do a get. What needs to be done? There's a major map focus on how a get should be given over. Do you have to be a map man for a get? Or if you are a map man for a get, is that good enough? Or is Messina a brand new thing? But not San Diego, a fundamentally different halakha. Completely different. There's a lot to be said on this topic. But arguably, for example, just to have a general understanding and a little bit of halacha, one suggestion is that in simple chat, the dinim of gid parallel the dinim of kinyanim in general. As long as you're not going to get that, suffice. There are others who believe differently. For example, in the famous Ketzos, the Ketzos had a raya of things that they work with. That the Sina is a fundamental, it's completely different than the standard rule of Kinyan. That Din is independent halakhic entity, and it's an enterprise that operates differently. He brings super right. The Gemara wants to know, how do you ever free an Eved Kanani? How do you ever free your wife when you give it to her? Everything that they belong, everything they own, goes back to you. She doesn't even have her own yad. When you give her a yad, how does she have her own yad? She goes go free with it. The yad just goes back to you. When you give an Eved Kanani, the yad just goes back to you. Everything they own belongs to you. The Gemara answers that question in the back of the gift, in the back of the dark as well. The Gemara gives an answer. You know, it's all coming up. Gito, the Yondo, Gordon, and Apple, they come simultaneously. The obvious question is, well, what the heck does that mean? How can I solve the problem? There's different discussion how it works. Level between two interpretations I know of how it works. The only one I'm going to mention right now is the Ketzos. The Ketzos, right, the reason why Gita Yadav wanted to have it work is because we're not talking about Kinyan. For Kinyan to work, Chitaka has to have her hand first. But there's a special pasuk of it, thus done be Yadav. And even in the words, the rules of the Chia are now relevant here. These are the rules of the Sina. It still requires more thought. Exactly why the Sina and what is the difference between the Sina. But that's what the Ketzos says. The more thought we'll give it maybe some other time. But the rules of the Sina operate differently than the rule of Kinyan. Kinyan would never work that way, but the Sina does work that way. And therefore, Gita the other one, the Echad, works, but only by two specific cases. Only by get shikror of an Eved, and only by get isha.
But can you combine the rules of the Eved
and her hand? The get and her hand, which comes simultaneously. How does that work? The answer is only works for Christina, but not for Kinyan. He sees that the Ketzos is a
different.
She doesn't have her own hand, but if you put the get into it, it's yours. But the only way she gets her own hand is by giving her the get. Hash 22. Which one goes first? The answer is they go to the same
hash.
There's also another halakha that shtaros in general, cannot be written down in Surah Hanam. But a get could be written down in Surah Hanam. Says the Ketzos, it can be a get, now what? that the Shekhinah by Din is fundamentally different from other kingdoms. And there are other opponents out there, I'm sure I've had, who disagree with both of these riots, and they change around the riots, they deal with them somehow. They explain they didn't meet the other ones after this later, they told them, they collected them, Eastern Haggadah differently. Again, maybe at some point I'll talk about this topic in itself, how gift works, but this is a major question, how gift works. Are you being mapped into her, or is it the Nesina that makes it work? And it could be that's the Machlokes Rashi and Iran as well. Maybe Rashi and Iran are not calling it our question of Hagar Parka, but talking about how Nesina works. According to Rashi, as long as the Yibrit, in other words, maybe they both agree to the Rivek understanding of Hagar Parka. Both Shitas accept the notion that you were mapping her the debt. Both Shitas agree she got the debt as opinion. The question is the opinion suffice? If you're mapping Isha a debt by opinion, is that good enough? Maybe Rashi would say, of course it's good enough, because Rashi would argue, Yin is the exact same thing as Kinyonim. However, the Ran would be along the lines of the Kitsos. Actually, the Ran was before the Kitsos, I wouldn't say follows the Kitsos, but the Kitsos is along the lines of the Ran that an Esina specifically is needed and not a get. Just to break it down methodologically a little bit different, if I have a Machlokes to show me that to whether or not Kinyon, Agav, Karka work or Yin, the Machlokes being depends on the nature of Kinyon, Agav, Karka or the nature of Yin. Lamashal, if it's Machlokes, Avin and Kuda could look up this table or not. Some people think yes, some people think no. They're either debating how strong Avin is or how heavy the table is. Same thing here as well. If Kinyon, Agav, Karka works or doesn't work to be the Garish Isha, depends either on how Kinyon, Agav, Karka works, either works like X or like 1, or debating the nature of Gerushin and Yin. This is somewhere I'm one more way, which is I think maybe a clear way as well. In order to suggest that Rashi is correct, Rashi basically makes two assumptions. We've got two assumptions for Rashi. What are the two assumptions for Rashi, in which case the Ran can argue on either one of them? What are the two assumptions for Rashi? Let you guys think for a second. Okay, I'm winding down. We're in the curveball. So let's just get that cast and put it together. That's one of the two assumptions.
And number
one is what?
Agav Park acquires both of them.
Correct. Kinyon Agav Park is a Kinyon on both, like the Rivet.
And then it works.
That a Kinyon is on. Exactly. Assumption number one is that. Kinyon is on a Karka and the Kalka. And number two is that what? Number two is Kinyon is enough. Or getting. A, there is a Kinyon on a get, and B, a Kinyon is all that's needed. The Ran is going to do one of two things. Either he'll say, like the Rambam, now the way we come, maybe he's not needed. No, there is no Kinyon on the get, the Kinyon is only on the Karka. There is no Kinyon on the get, and of course he's not being wretched. Alternatively, maybe the Ran will agree with the Rising, say, in Hakinan, I agree with you that there is a Kinyon on the get. But a Kinyon doesn't suffice. We need an Esina, we need Vendasa and Biyada, and that's exactly the Ran's lush. We need an Esina. Now, is that because you need an Esina opposed to a Kinyon, or is it because you need an Esina, which is a Kinyon, and she didn't get the Kinyon? Okay, it could, we'll have to look at the Ran more carefully to figure that out. I apologize, I didn't get a chance to look at the Ran today, because if you look at his lush, you figure out which is really true. But conceptually, his Machlokes can go either way, and the Akronim do take it either way. So what we saw today, just to review, is we saw an unclarity in the Gemara in Kiddushin. Why the Gemara breaks down the Hilchos Agavei Tziborin again? We had two interpretations, either a technical one, and the Gemara reminded us, that's probably how the Rabbim would learn, and the Rabbim would learn the fundamentals in that the Amira of Agav Park is only needed when it's not Tziborin. And the Halach in that community would be A, you always need the Amira, or only when the metal is disconnected, not on the land, you need the Amira. Now, number two, potentially, would be the halacha by Avadi. If you're being Kona and Eved, Agav Karka, that you have to be on the land or not, according to the Rambam, Daska on the land, and the Rabbid not. The Svar of the Rambam had to have been that there's no opinion on the Eved outside. And the third Nafkamina, although it's only potential Nafkamina, would be this Machlokes, the Ran and Rashi, as to whether or not Kinyon Agav Karka can help divorce a woman or not, and that may or may not be Nafkamina, and may also depend upon discussion that Kitsos has, and that folks that thrown in as to whether or not
a get requires a nesino or any kinyan is suffice.